This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
You, oh, there we go. Boom! Hit the post.
Dang.
We'll get back to L.A. with Jamie Yuccas from L.A. in about 30. Not 30. About 30. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened to me there. I don't know. Susie's here. Dave's here. I'm here. A long list of texts in the first hour in L.A. Various opinions. Right now, I'd like a similar long list of texts of opinions on overrated, underrated, properly read it, and Dave, look to your right, look at Susie. She has notes.
I have notes.
She has notes.
Good. I like Susie with notes.
When did you start crafting those notes?
Well, to be honest, this morning.
Okay, that's fine.
And I came to work, and I didn't really know. You know, I didn't really, I was like, gosh, I got to do better over the weekend of kind of picking up things along the way that I've done or not done to kind of get ready for Monday. But I pondered a moment, and a few things popped up. And
now,
then,
can I stop for a second? Did you think you have to be better at work overall or just in the overrated, underrated, properly rated
just
segment?
That. Just
that wasn't nice.
Because
no,
I'm doing fine.
We don't care about the other parts.
Okay.
Like, I get, noon to three we do, right?
I care.
You care outside of noon to three about me?
Of course I do.
No. That's not what I said. I said if she gets better, like 4 o'clock, like if the 4:03 update all of a sudden starts turning into must listen radio, you care about that?
I love the 4:03.
Sure.
I mean, it's no 2:03.
Well, you do sometimes when, you know,
Laura's out.
When she's out.
Yeah.
Which I want Laura to be out. I just don't want to lose you.
Well, that happens,
we want
especially
you
when Al Shock is in Newfoundland.
Mm.
What an interesting vacation.
Yeah.
Very long vacation. I wonder how he and Honey will be when they get back, if they'll hate each other.
Wow.
I don't know. 12, that's a long time to spend with somebody.
I met her, I think it might have been the first day at the fair last year, and I joked about, well, she can come on every day, and I think she took it serious. I think she thought she was coming on with us every single day at the fair. No.
She probably would have had a fun time.
Maybe we missed out on an opportunity. Dave's got the mic in a position now where we're not eye to eye.
I know, and it bothers me.
Yeah, but then Dave's got to be in that position, so.
Where do you want it? Forward, back?
Here's what I need to do. I need to stand
up. Get up
higher.
Off your butt.
Yeah, there we go.
What if I stood up? There's a little bench.
Yeah, I have my, you know,
milk crate.
How about that? I'm a giant.
Yeah, my father's bench is here, too. I'll stand on that.
Now, someone should take a picture of this.
Let's do overrated, underrated, properly rated like this. Yeah. Don't lose your balance, though.
Although
I've got mine kind of set up. Hold on. Let me try to get my chair in the spot where, in case I take a fall.
David, will you take a picture?
I'm tremendously.
No, Dave has to be in the picture.
Oh, someone will come in.
Yeah, let's see. Can I get my mic far enough away from me?
All right. You want me to start?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Underrated.
Yeah.
Water balloon fights.
Oh, did you have one?
We did. My little great nephew, Rowan, God bless him. He's the cutest thing in the whole world. He turned six. No, seven.
Seven.
So we were in Austin.
He's so cute. We don't know when he was born.
Yeah. We were in Austin for a birthday party.
Austin, Texas. Wow, Minnesota. That's a long way to go.
Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Tons of
spam
kids.
Museum?
No, it was in the backyard at Gracie's house.
Just checking.
But
spam, overrated.
Okay.
Good museum.
Point. It is a great museum.
Oh, my God.
No, come on. If you had a four-year-old, you would know.
Go to the
Listen.
I did. I had three of them.
I know. Well, you could have took a trip. Anyway, the point is, it started as a fun little game where you toss a water balloon and whoever gets the farthest away without, and then it just, then the wheels
Who escalated
came
off. It? You?
Actually, my nephew, Joe. Joe started, and he started whipping them around, and then everybody was just out
Good.
Of the gourd.
Yeah. Good.
It was
I like
fun.
That Joe did that.
It's fun.
Joe, not the cutest thing you've ever seen, like Rowan.
Joe's pretty cute.
Pretty cute.
Yeah,
okay.
He's 21.
The cleanup of a water
He's 21. Okay, yeah.
He had all the kids riled up.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's my job.
That's not bad if you leave, though. It's more of a concern, like, if we're showing up for Dave's kids, we crank them up and then we leave. That's good.
It's fun.
Then Dave doesn't like that.
No, I don't like the cleanup, but have you heard of the great new technology they have in water balloons?
Mm-mm.
Reusable water balloons.
Get out!
Yeah, they're these things that are... It's like an Easter egg.
In fact, I played with these.
Yeah,
a couple
they
weeks
suction
ago.
Together. You get a big pool of water. You put them in there. Get the water in. You they suction together. You can throw it. They blow up, and then you can use them again.
Yeah.
Wow!
So I played. Well, this would be my grandniece, my niece's daughter. So that's be my grandniece, right?
Yep.
Kinsley, amazing. We played that.
So good.
Wasn't violent, you know, like it's Sue with Susie's family. It's like fisticuffs. We had fun, you know.
All right, second on my list, grad party desserts.
Yeah, you sat down now, too.
I did because I'm nervous to be up so high.
Yeah.
This is fine. I can see your beautiful face all the way across over there.
Thank you.
Okay, I went to several grad parties.
Oh, well, excuse me.
And two birthday parties.
Whoa, what a social butterfly you are.
And it was really a busy weekend. And I'm on this new thing where I'm trying to eat healthier.
Good luck.
Fell right.
Well, you can't at a grad
party. It's impossible.
Or a birthday party. I was at this birthday party. Guess what they had? A homemade cake with sea salt caramel frosting.
Ooh.
I mean, it's cream cheese and butter. Oh, it was so good.
Okay, here's the key, though. The cake itself, was it moist?
Very.
Because
moist.
A lot of cakes are dry, mm-mm. And then really without frosting.
No, this was beautiful.
I'd rather eat cardboard.
Yeah, this was great. Now, the other party had a store-bought cake. It's hard to find a good store-bought
cake. Do you want to say who you want to praise and who you want to rip?
I could say that.
Want to say their names? I guess they know now. By listening, and of course they're listening,
mm-hmm.
The sea salt caramel cake
wins the store-bought cake.
Yeah.
I think the person that did the store-bought cake could care less.
Yeah.
She's a mom with three kids just trying to get by.
She's trying to get by.
You know.
And you're taking cheap shots
I'm taking cheap shots.
On an AM juggernaut.
100%.
Yeah.
So that was that. My final thing, overrated, Aaron Rodgers. Is he on your list?
No. No, he signed middle of last week.
I know, but
we like to get to things more timely.
I just saw him today, and I was like, I don't like him. I'm not going to like him as a Pittsburgh Steeler. I didn't like him as a Packer. I don't like green eggs and ham. Do not ask me, Sam, I am.
Yeah. What if he signed here?
I wouldn't want him. I think he's an old man who should be on oxygen.
Wow. On that note, what do you have? Now, I have to lift up the laptop here.
Well, you can get down now. Don't you think I finished?
I'll grab the glasses.
I think he likes his place 3 feet above the rest of us.
The number of basketball players looking at the bench and twirling their finger constantly for reviews. Yes, in the NBA. What maybe it should be next year that if you do the review at all, the review happens no matter what.
If anybody on the bench does it, 14th man.
any player on the court does.
Can call for a review all by themselves?
Well, what they do.
The game would never get done.
But here, no. You only get a certain amount per game. Okay. So from stopping every other guy feeling like, I was fouled. I would like Nas. We all love Nas. Nas never is happy with a single foul, ever. Nas could run somebody over with whatever Nas is driving. What do you think the Nas Reed's driving right now?
Jeep.
I'll go Land Rover.
I was thinking pickup truck.
Pickup truck? Okay. Yeah. Any of those things. He'd run over somebody and be like, I didn't do a thing.
I didn't do it. He'll be like a rewind. He'll do the rewind.
Exactly. He's such a likable guy. And then he anybody in the court calls for it, even the coach is saying, no. Too bad it happens, and, you know, you get your limit. That would stop the nonsense.
That would.
Mm. All right, we need more from the audience. 651-461-9226. Did I add an extra two there? I think I did.
It's close enough.
651-461-9226. I'm too high. I mean, it's throwing me off.
I think your altitude, you might be getting altitude sickness.
I know what it's like to be in Denver at this point.
Mile high.
Yeah, thank you. I've been that before.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Properly rated George Clooney's portrayal of Edward R. Murrow. CNN aired it Saturday. I didn't see it. I saw the movie originally, Good Night, Good Luck, when he wasn't playing Edward R. Murrow. I did watch a decent amount of the Tonys last night. Tonys are properly rated. What do you think?
No, I've never watched the Tonys.
I recorded it.
Yeah.
Clooney was he was up, but he lost, right?
Correct.
Loser.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, Trump probably celebrated that somewhere on Twitter.
Come back with a trophy, George. Mm-hmm.
Overrated people on the radio standing precariously on unstable services. Very funny.
That was funny.
All right, Dave, what do you have?
Overrated social media over the weekend yesterday on the LA topic.
Yeah.
Just both parties going after it again. Just everything's wrong with the other party. Everything my party is doing, or, you know, people that happen to be in my camp is perfect. It's the blindness to facts is just, it's mind-numbing. Everyone on the left either completely not acknowledging that there's any sort of violence happening in L.A., claiming it's all, you know, all peaceful, all
beautiful.
Kumbaya.
Perfect. Yep.
Or if they see the violence, excusing it. And then everyone on the right saying, see, and you said January 6th is bad, and now you're going this, using this as an excuse to just say, oh, no, see, January 6th was fine. No, none of it's fine. No. Social media is just the worst right now.
There's nothing wrong with having strong opinions, but you are not hypnotized. If you're into politics, you're not beholden. It is not a legal document requiring you to go to this extreme, and no matter what, my side is right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just isn't that tough. Yeah. But it is for so many people. Mm. And by the way, part of the reason why people do that is it works. It works.
Of course it does.
It works because centrist, moderate, willingness to criticize both sides, you're soft. You're both sides in it. Why are you both sides? Because Joe Biden wasn't capable of being the president, and this guy wasn't capable for one second.
Other than that.
I'd like to have a president who I don't think half the time is going to fall going up the stairs.
Another overrated. You, I believe, have claimed that April is the most overrated month in Minnesota.
Mm.
June's making a run for it. These last 2 days, today and yesterday. Yesterday, I thought was going to be a nice day. It seemed like a nice day.
Chilly.
It started out as a nice day.
Yeah.
And then I went to a birthday party for one of my kids' friends and sat outside and froze my butt off for an hour.
A lot of birthday parties.
A lot of birthday parties. And just a howling wind. And today is just gross. June better get their act together. And don't forget, this is still spring.
Yeah.
This is still spring for another, 12 days?
It is.
12 days.
May, I motivated May. I called May out. And then
May gave us a good front half.
Yeah, front half. The end of May was garbage. Mm. It was mainly garbage. The weather hasn't been very good the last month, right? From about mid-May to now.
Not great.
Not very good.
No. Last thing I'm going to give with an underrated, good enchiladas.
Oh, yeah.
Good enchiladas. Yeah. And I don't mean almost every enchilada I've had from a Mexican restaurant that is just bathed in the sauce. They just ladle over the top over and over. Mm. Wife made some last night with just some filling that she had made, I don't know, months, maybe even a year or two ago that was in the freezer. She found it. No, she was going to toss it. And I said, no, let's just try. Let's see what happens if it's not any good.
Growing up at 3 in the morning? No.
It was frozen. We warmed
it
up.
Your wife, who has challenging stomach issues, go ahead, let's try that.
It was her choice. Mm. She chose to do it.
After
we warmed it up, she tasted it and said, I think we're good. So she made some enchiladas last night. Oh, so good.
Do we know what the filling was? Were you my father filling?
It was a pork with, like, you know, that kind of tomato-y sauce that you would get.
Could have been from the previous homeowners who lived here.
No, it was not. It was delicious. I'm trying to give a compliment, and you're just being mean.
I'm sure it was delicious.
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
Anything on a Mexican restaurant menu, by the way, nothing more overrated than the enchiladas. They're always way too much sauce. Calm down on the sauce.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
I mean, you're allowed to go to some place outside of Taco Bell. You know, you're allowed.
I haven't
to
been to Taco Bell in 15 years.
Yeah. Oh, so you're
I'm
Mr.
better than Taco Bell.
You're Mr. Mexican restaurant. Is that what you are?
I know my places.
First of all, my tuna is legendary. It's iconic. It's amazing. I put in some effort today. I probably had 12 separate ingredients in the tuna.
Okay.
I got, just wait for myself. I got a little brioche small buns. Laid it out right there, but I had a queue meeting. I had a queue drop off. I had business stuff, personal stuff, and I left it right on the kitchen counter.
That's what that tuna deserves.
No, it does not. It's
too much, too busy.
What a dope I am. Speaking of dopes, I'm not going to say who, I'm not going to say where, but someone was cutting the lawn yesterday. I mean, yesterday was Sunday at 6:53 a.m.
Oh, no. I might have set their house on fire.
6:53 a.m. on a Sunday.
Wow.
How are those apples?
Man, that would be really
hard. Do
you
just take the hose out and spray them down?
I did not say where. On Netflix, I finished 4 seasons. This was a long time ago, a movie by Alan Alda.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Who makes a cameo in it. Steve Carell, Tina Fey, MacGyver. Carter
Scott.
What
did you think of it?
Will Forte. I'm going to give it properly rated.
Okay.
I thought it was like a 7.5.
I enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy it?
It's emotional. It was a little.
I mean, there's a.
I didn't like Steve Carell very well in it, you know.
How come?
I think he played the role well of being kind of a jerk, middle-aged, midlife crisis.
Now, to defend that character, he's been married to a woman for what, 25 years?
Right.
And he says the last 5-10 years of their marriage, it's dull.
Boring.
It's boring.
Right.
There's nothing going on. This is early enough, we won't surprise it.
No.
Where she's going to renew the vows.
Right.
And they don't renew the vows. And then we'll spoil it a little bit here. So if you want to, this is early spoiling. This is like by the third episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Dave just broke his headphones.
I see that.
He finds a younger woman.
Right.
And he seems extraordinarily happy.
Yes.
So he's a bad guy for leaving a boring life. And then because the woman happens, he didn't leave because he was cheating on his wife. He left because he was bored to tears. And then the woman he found was younger.
I don't know. It just hits a nerve for me being a person who's been cheated on.
Yeah. Yeah. But okay. Now we do find out that he might have cheated during the marriage.
Yeah.
But this premise is he's bored by the marriage. He calls it off, divorce, and then meets the woman. Are you bugged because she's younger?
I'm bugged that he didn't make a better effort at rekindling
he
and
claims
saying,
he did for 5-10 years.
Yeah. Go to counseling.
Yeah.
Try activities.
Right. They
all
right. Right. Doesn't
I mean,
he say
I don't
that?
Know. It still bugs me, but it's just me. I have a real problem.
Yeah. I mean, I think he plays his role very well.
Very well.
Yeah. I didn't think it was great, but I watched all of it.
Mm.
You know, I need like a great show right now. Text me. Give me a great show. 651-461-9226. And I'm a snob. I'm a TV snob. I want it to be great. Like my guy Charge keeps telling me, and he knows my TV wheelhouse, he thinks The Studio. The Seth Rogen one?
Seth Rogen.
He thinks I will love that show.
Well, and I just finished one called The Residence, and it's about a murder in the White House and the actress who plays the main character, the detective. Do you remember Orange is the New Black?
Yep.
And Crazy Eyes? Anyway,
she's a little bit.
The detective.
Yep.
She's quite funny. It's a Shondaland production.
Okay.
So it has some quick-witted writing in it. Hey, I just got a text from Jimmy Erickson.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of over right here.
I know, but I have to tell you.
Do we have something serious?
No. Just I said Melissa Damoth rather than Lisa Damoth at 104.
Oh.
So I'm sorry.
I wasn't listening.
Apparently sorry. Not.
She wouldn't have done that at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I digress.
Tennis, I pointed out with Adam how amazing tennis was yesterday, and I'm bummed I saw so little of it. But I'll add this. The number of great tennis players who retire and become great analysts in tennis is unbelievable. McEnroe, great. Patrick McEnroe, great. Jim Courier, great. And now, out of nowhere, Andre Agassi is part of TNT's coverage. He was stupendous.
Huh.
Their track record of top tennis players who are very good analysts is excellent. What are we saying on Liam Neeson taking over for Leslie Nielsen with the Naked Gun?
I'm in.
I think I'm in, too.
I can be all right with that. I love him. I want to date him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Call him.
I will.
Media outlets and the word exclusive.
Oh.
99% of you.
I hate it.
Are complete and total frauds.
Right. You cannot
complete
have
complete
yeah, right.
and total frauds.
It's very rare to have an exclusive.
It's incredible. Is it exclusive because it's on that show or that network for that moment?
Mm.
Because 99% of those folks are available elsewhere if you actually want them.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. I got more, but I'm going to get to text here. Susie, The Residence is great. The Studio, The Pit, Shrinking, if you haven't.
The Pit is so good.
I need to watch The Pit. That's number one. Over at a radio station games, your former station specifically. I disagree. I think if I could add one thing to our show,
what?
It'd be a great game. We tried, and I think The Fan with initials and Common with password, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Let's try again.
You're good at this. Let's try again. I just broke into your place. The sandwich was delicious. putting green olives in tap beer, underrated. Properly ready anytime Susie is on the show.
Oh, come on. That's so sweet.
I agree with that 100%. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be back at 2:03 for a spectacular newscast.
And we'll call her even Lisa Damoth.
I'm going to get the name right.
Yeah. Got it. Jamie from L.A. next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, we're going to skip the open here. We're having Jamie on today for seriousness. Moving her up today because what is going on with L.A.? The federal involvement started with immigration, with ICE, escalated dramatically, and then the debate becomes, was it going to escalate dramatically no matter what? Did it escalate because the president of the United States, for the first time in 60 years, bypassed the governor, in this case Gavin Newsom, and called for the National Guard? Called for, 2,000 members of the National Guard, a number of Marines to be on standby. The Marines have not been brought in. A small percentage of the National Guard has come in. And absolutely there has been peaceful, appropriate protesting, and there's been violent, there's been looting, there's been arrest. And then you have the serious back and forth between Tom Homan, the drug czar, Donald Trump, and Gavin Newsom, when yesterday Gavin Newsom is daring them to arrest him after Tom Homan said, listen, if I need to arrest the governor, if I need to arrest the mayor of L.A., Karen Bass, I'll do it. And so we played the soundbite earlier where Gavin's like, tough guy. Go ahead, tough guy. Get it out of the way. And then Donald Trump today said, I hope Tom Homan does it. So this is rather unprecedented. what's taking place. Our friend Jamie Yuccas is based in L.A., reports from L.A. First of all, stay safe. I said that to you in a text last night. I mean it. What is the status of the area of the protesting as we speak now?
Well, I very much appreciate you telling me to stay safe. I do want to clarify something because it's a topic of conversation that came up in the newsroom today. Los Angeles is a huge county,
yeah,
right? We're 10 million people, 4,000, that's, I think, you know, square feet of whatever, I don't know. But we're a huge county. We've got a lot of people. This is primarily in two spots of town. So if you're not in the downtown area or in an area about 20 minutes from downtown called Paramount, your life went on as normal this weekend. So I just want to
I think that's a really good point, too, because some of the folks who are on Team Trump, let's be honest, are saying all of L.A. is burning. And that's why the guard needed to come in.
No. And I think that's why we were talking about it within the newsroom is, you know, that type of rhetoric is so damaging to our tourism department. We went through these fires just in January where people still think, you know, that everything is shut down or it's not, you know, you're not able to visit the area. We're huge geographically. This has really been primarily, I would say, too, Friday we saw in Paramount at a Home Depot. There was a couple conflicts that happened, but this has primarily been toward the downtown area. Even when you saw that 101 freeway shut down, that was in the downtown area. So I say, like, I live on the west side. It was business as usual. I went to a Crohn's and colitis walk yesterday in Santa Monica. Everybody was, you know, business as usual. The pier was functioning for, you know, a Sunday with music and people, you know, having a good time. I think, you know, there's just so much fear within the community. And I think that's primarily what is permeating all over is that the immigrant communities are the ones really taking the impact and feeling this. You know, just today, the LA superintendent for LA schools got on and said, you know, there's graduations today and tomorrow. And he's hearing from a lot of families where the parents are just not going to attend their child's graduation for fear that they will be arrested at their graduation. You know, and he was trying to make sure people understood that they would protect people as best they could, that they had police coming out that were going to be barricading, you know, doing a perimeter around some of these graduations so that there wouldn't be a need for federal agents. But that's really kind of, I would say there's more of those types of conversations happening of just how are we going to function as a city and, you know, the impacts on families and the kids and all those types of things. You know, and Los Angeles has changed a lot. I mean, it used to be primarily a blue area, but you have like Riverside County and Ontario County, large immigrant populations. Orange County has a lot of Asian immigrants, and there are a lot. Those are red areas of you know, Southern California. So it's a lot of conversation on both sides, but I do want people, you know, if you've got a trip planned to Los Angeles, like keep your trip. We'd love to see you.
Yep.
Dodgers game, you know, come on out to the beach. There was no impact. Now, I think the fear is that that could potentially change.
Yeah, and that's what we don't know.
Continue.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So let's talk about the last time the national and international eyes were on the L.A. area, the fires, okay?
Yes.
And it was horrifying to watch. And Karen Bass, the mayor of L.A., was on a tourism trip. And there was a fair amount of criticism that she did not respond sooner, that she shouldn't even have made the trip, that it took her a while to get back. And there was a fair amount of criticism towards Gavin Newsom. You don't have to agree with the criticism, but as you know, as an L.A. resident, and you know as someone who's lived there for a while now, there was a split on those two. Some were like, no, it's unfair. This was, you know, these winds were so powerful, it wouldn't have mattered who the mayor was and who the governor was. And the others saying, give me a break. They should have been ahead of this. So the fact that those two received so much scrutiny just months ago, do you think that's playing a part in some of the criticism they're receiving from some folks who might even consider themselves left to center, but are saying, you know what I care about most? Competency. And I'm doubting these two.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear, you know, like your questions and things as somebody who doesn't live here, like living here,
right.
What's interesting is, you know, Mayor Bass like the Paramount raids and things that happened, and some of the other smaller raids that happened, that is in Los Angeles County. She does not oversee that. So
yep.
when they were talking Friday initially about all this, she's not in charge. it is outside of Los Angeles. It's 20 minutes from downtown. But that's what's also unusual about L.A. is that you have, like, I technically live in the city of Los Angeles in the one pocket here on the west side. But, like, the rest of my community is Culver City. You know, and then there's another pocket of downtown that is L.A. that Mayor Bass is, you know, my mayor. But there's just down the road, there's a different mayor, you know. So I think that's also, yes, they are receiving criticism. It's been interesting to see now. I feel like now it's Gavin Newsom versus President Trump.
Yep,
and the war of social media and you know, who's now saying what and combating whatever else. But, you know, in some ways, to act like this is Mayor Bass's fault, a part of it isn't even under her jurisdiction. But,
yep.
Yes, I think there's still criticism just of leadership in general here in Los Angeles because we're still dealing with the impacts of the fires.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's not like it's, you know, so you've got that going on. You've got this situation now unfolding. And so it's very complicated. It's not a one size, one criticism fits all kind of situation. I think that's why you're seeing other local leaders like the police chief and, you know, the superintendent I just talked about, you know, other leaders coming out to say, you know, this is what we're doing. Here's who we're coordinating with. This is what's happening. And I think you will see some newer faces maybe emerge within leadership here in L.A.
This is Jamie Ukas, our friend. You normally hear Tuesdays, either 2:35, 1:35. We moved her up a day because of what has taken place in L.A. the last 3 or 4 days with the federal government and immigration, the protests, some peaceful, some violent L.A., the president then stepping in. And for the first time, any president has superseded a governor in sending in the National Guard in 60-some years. The president, who spoke briefly on the lawn, may be speaking again later. We may try to listen in on that. Now, I'm glad you brought up the police chief, because it seems like he has grown, for the obvious reasons, more wary and more concerned day by day, because I saw his comments last night where he flat out admitted, we're overwhelmed.
Yeah,
and so then this debate becomes that I talked about in the open. Like, would they have been overwhelmed just by the violent side of the protesters without the National Guard, or as Gavin Newsom, Karen Bass, and some other Democratic-leaning political officials have said, the reason why we're overwhelmed is the National Guard created a situation where more protesters arrived? It's an unanswerable question, but just how do you think that is playing out?
Well, I want to, you know, I mean, I think there's a good parallel with talking to you in Minneapolis with what happened
for sure
during George Floyd, right?
Absolutely.
So I think, you know, one thing we talked about in the newsroom today, too, is like we don't want to focus all of our attention on the 1% of protesters who did terrible things, you know. Just like in Minneapolis, burning down a police precinct, looting Target, you know, doing those types of things, damage to property. It is a very small percentage of people who went about. I think protests were mainly peaceful in both Paramount and downtown for the most part until the National Guard came in. And I think then you do kind of turn it up and people came out. And, you know, as Mayor Bass even said, I think what ends up happening is you have the peaceful protesters start going home when it gets dark, and you have some of these bad actors stick around and really do some tremendous damage. And, you know, I think that did overwhelm the police department, but I don't have an answer.
Yep.
The timing of it and watching the timeline, because on Friday I was anchoring our 11 a.m. show, which is an hour long.
Okay.
30 minutes is live on air, 30 minutes is live on our streaming channel.
Sure.
And within that hour, the Paramount situation started unfolding. Now, were there a couple people screaming and, you know, getting very upset? Like, absolutely. But were people, like, immediately going to break things? And, you know, I mean, the police were called, and things kind of got tamed down a little. I mean, there was protesting and things that continued then, it, you know, through Friday. But then by Saturday with the National Guard here, it really, you know, it did really ratchet up. Now, would it have, even if the National Guard didn't come? Maybe. I don't know. Or is that part of what happened? The timing of it is, you know, it is when they came, but I, you know, the cause and effect is not, you know, up for me to say at this point in time.
Yeah, and if people are honest, we don't know. You know,
no.
People are just giving the answers because where they align politically. And I'll just add again, because I was critical of Governor Walz and I have not backed away. In this town, I have no doubt, my opinion, okay, no doubt that Governor Walz was multiple days late with the National Guard here when MPD was begging for more help. That's not me saying MPD was perfect. I was the day before it happened when we had Jeremiah Ellison on this show, and Jeremiah Ellison was saying, we're going to take the police away from the precinct and that will diminish the protesters. And I was like, really? And Carter came in right away and said, we're going to try a social experiment right now. And Adam was 100% right. So that never should have happened. In this case, I think it's clear. In L.A., it's much more uncertain. I know you're busy. Thank you so much for coming on. Stay safe again, and we'll talk soon.
No worries. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jamie Yuccas right here on CCO. All right, right now, outside of our building, not one, but two fire trucks. And I will repeat a story, which is factual. About 10 years ago, when Adam Robert Carter was part of this show, and I'm in here with Dan Cook. Dan Cook will confirm this. And also, we get a phone call because it turns out the fire alarms are going off in the building, but not here in the studio.
Whoop, whoop.
So we can't hear it. And they think there's an actual fire somewhere in the building. The entire building has been evacuated, except for you, the spot you're at. That's Dan Cook.
Uh-huh.
And me, playing me, is me.
Hmm.
And these two buffoons are saying, well, you got a report? I go, the first smell of fire? I'm out of here quickly. And then even other people, no, you got to stay in there. You got to report it. Let me be crystal clear. If this building starts on fire, we're leaving. We are now going down with the ship. This is not the Titanic. I'm not avoiding the iceberg. I'm not Sully. It would be, as long as no one gets hurt and Cambria stays safe, it would be a Christmas miracle if this dump burned down.
I was going to say, before leaving the mic and running out, would you make the call for people to bring kindling?
Yeah, keep it going. What would I grab from this building? I normally have my keys, my wallet, my phone with me. I got my little bag that I bring in. Nothing else. How about you? Would you go to your desk?
No, I wouldn't go to my desk. I'd grab that apple that's been in the mailroom for 3 days in case I need a snack.
I was going to say, I think it's longer than that.
I think it's my apple now. Come on.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, as long as there's not a fire in the building, we'll be back with Chip Scoggins.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.